Wayne, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Could you tell us a little bit more about these reports? What exactly is being proposed?
So there's a pretty comprehensive CSIRO report which talks about possible irrigation areas and obviously associated dams in, as you said, in northern Western Australia, up around the Darwin region and the associated with the Mitchell River in northern Queensland.
What kind of challenges are actually in play when looking at building such big, big engineering projects?
From an engineering point of view, I mean, these are terrific challenges, but the real question around building dams for irrigation, and particularly in northern Australia, is that, you know, we can pretty much grow anything if we're given the right challenge. I mean, Australian farmers and our, you know, agronomic technology is pretty good at being able to produce all sorts of crops and to do it very well. But the big challenges are really around, can we do that at a and produce goods and agricultural products that people can afford to pay for? Because these are very expensive areas. Things like transport and services, and even you know, the challenges of a very big changes between wet and dry seasons, and all of the things that that causes in terms of you know, managing agriculture and transport and providing services and having people live in, you know, what's quite a difficult climate. Those are the bigger challenges rather than the, you know, the ones of growing particular crops.
There are currently three large water catchments in each state, the Fitzroy, Darwin and Mitchell catchments. Why is there a need for these dams when the water catchments are there? Why are the catchments not enough?
Because you've got this, in northern Australia, you've got this big contrast between, you know, a very wet season during the summer monsoonal period, and then obviously a very dry period during the you know, the winter period. And so you go from situations where you've got a lot of land area that's underwater, you know, associated with very wet conditions, and then you go through a very dry period. And of course, the you know, there's not a lot of areas that are particularly suitable for, you know, big dam constructions in what is effectively a pretty flat part of the country. And so you know, the big challenge is finding suitable areas to build dams that can hold sufficient water, manage the big flows that you get during the, you know, during the summer flooding period, and then hold that and be able to use that during the extremely dry period. So there's some fairly significant challenges, both in terms of, you know, the construction of dams, and then in terms of you know, growing crops in a very contrasting environment.
You know, those challenges you mentioned there, they almost seem like bureaucratic challenges in terms of, well, we could build it, but if they build it, will they come? Can people afford these goods if indeed we are producing them? With your experience at the CSIRO, how likely is the government to take up these reports really seriously and take these kind of concerns into action before building the dams, given the drought has been such a serious issue?
Yeah, interesting thing with that is that, as I've said, it's possible to do these things within, you know, within these kind of environments. But the real, the biggest challenge is, do we have markets that can afford to pay for them? Are we able to provide services? So that it's more than just, you know, building dams and, you know, then overcoming the challenges of growing particular crops. It's more the social and to some extent the political issues that are associated with, you know, having a population and being able then to produce goods that, you know, others can afford to buy. And in terms of the, you know, the effect on the drought, when you have a look at it, those areas in the north are much less affected by drought than, you know, the very big areas, big pastoral areas and some of the cropping areas of, you know, the centre of Australia and the southern parts of Australia. So these irrigation areas to the north are really, you know, their effect on, you know, overcoming and minimising drought in the rest of Australia is pretty minimal. It's more about, you know, development of potential areas and potential agricultural produce in northern part of Australia. And there's opportunities there for sure, but we need to be very careful about how we do that and be very selective about where we do it.
And just as a final point, Wayne, how would the environmental issues that these dams could potentially cause be investigated?
Well, the environmental issues are certainly pretty significant because, as with all water projects, there's always a consequence of damming water because you have an effect on the source water and an effect on those downstream areas because you're changing the river systems pretty significantly. And so those effects, we need to be convinced that the social, economic improvements that are associated with building dams are really worth it. Are they really going to be worth it economically and socially? And the consequence on the environment needs to be brought in to be part of that. So it's a tricky exercise, but it's certainly worth having a good look at and being very selective about where and when we do it.
Well, Wayne, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time and your insight into this one this morning.
Thanks very much.